funny, isn't it, how a chance encounter can enchant a palate. Now, today I've spent all morning recalibrating my Malkönig Vario, and I must say it was testing me. Although it says that it's very easy to do, it probably is. But when you're dyslexic, like I am, yes, I'm owning up to being dyslexic, but I'm coping with it actually very, very well. You sometimes can't tell your left from your right and your right from your left. And when it comes to turning a little screw, you're sometimes confused. And I was, and I'll put my hand up and I'll say it took me much, much longer to do the successful calibration than probably anybody else would. But I've managed, and then fortunately I still had beans left, right and center to try. Sadly also some went to waste, obviously to just test whether this grind is getting finer and finer in the right direction. Fortunately it all worked out well. Now to my chance encounter is I had a little bit left of a bean which I really enjoyed. It's the Grumpy Mule White Screen Espresso Blend. And I had it as an espresso a couple of days ago. I had it as a flat white. I liked it. The thing is that it has a bit of a sour note to it, a bit of a sour entry, but it does, if I say sour, you could say crisp, you could say just, yeah, sour or crisp, I think would describe it quite well. It does have some chocolatey notes in there as well. It is nice. It is really nice. I mean, I did say that it kind of needs very assertive palates to kind of detect these things, but I have managed to do that. But I also had a bean which I really, really liked. It was slightly thin because it was slightly old, but the Café Muisca from Colombia is an extremely, extremely good bean. Now, back to my chance encounter, because I had a little bit left of the White Screen Espresso Blend, which is, as I said, a blend already. And then what I did is I added, it was about half and half, some of the Café Muisca and the Morning Roast, which again is one that kind of gives you a bit more of a hit than the other two that they do. Same beans, different roasting profiles of Café Muisca. You've got the After Dinner Roast and you've got the Anytime Roast. I used a little bit, as I said, of the Morning Roast. And I dosed it at 19 grams and I kept parameters really well. And I tell you what, it really is a nice coffee. So, you know, we're talking about parameters, we're talking about really being precise and everything. And sometimes a chance encounter like this can just open your palate to a completely new experience. And of course, my palate has been tested the day before yesterday when I spent 4 hours cupping at Mercanta, the coffee hunters, in Kingston-upon-Thames, where they have their office. And we had 35 different fantastic coffees to cup. And you can read all about that experience on coffeemumbojumbo.com in the blog section, where I described all that experience, which was quite amazing. So yeah, coffee is just a fascinating topic, and you can just but learn and learn and learn more and more and more as you go along. So this is my little experience, getting my equipment up and running to perfection and then having a beautiful chance encounter. I hope you've got a chance encounter this weekend lined up as well.